What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Does anyone actually know what's going on here?
I literally have no idea. Help.
We're 20 whatever.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello.
And welcome back to 20 whatever.
Oh, whoa. Yeah.
We need to start doing Hannah Montana transitions.
Yes.
To start every episode.
Yes.
Wait,
okay.
I love that.
You guys, listen. You probably thought that we practiced that, and maybe we did only two times. only twice, but this is our natural talent, okay?
Yeah.
Natural.
And now I feel like we need to, we're dream casting today, but I feel like we need to do it for Hannah Montana, even though it's not a musical, but it should be.
True. You're right.
Actually, just for like the show.
Tea.
And question, if we were to cast it, would we cast the same girl as Hannah and Miley?
No, I think two different.
No, yeah. Every, we had two different
every
people.
Every community theater would be like, that's two different roles.
You're Miley and you're Hannah.
And there would be like a really bad fog machine between every like transition.
Yes,
like when the beast turns into the prince, you know?
Right. Yes,
and they'd be like waiting on stage and then like the fog machine would sputter and be like. And then it'd be like.
And the girls hate each other.
Yes.
Oh,
they
of
have
course.
A rivalry.
They have to.
Yeah.
They have to.
Yeah,
and they're
yeah.
really mad about the division of the songs.
Yeah.
Like one of them's like, actually,
yes.
they gave this song to Miley, but.
You're like, I wanted to do I Got Nerve. That one.
We haven't met. And
that's
okay. And
yeah.
I.
Yeah.
It's like that little.
Yes.
Why?
Yes.
What was that? But
I don't know.
Tell me why I like to like.
But
during
also,
the
like,
day.
Hannah Montana wasn't singing. The seven things I hate about you, you're a creep, you're
Okay, first of all, that was a great,
bro, a bop
song.
I was like, men? That probably began my hatred of men.
Honestly,
I think that's what it was.
I think I was sitting in my room like, sorry, it's so early in the episode first, but Nick Jonas,
yeah!
What did he do to her?
It's true.
Reading my Tiger Beat magazine, just clutching
fuming.
It.
Fuming.
And the way that she was like, shh. I was like, she's hurting, can't you
Dude,
see?
Dude, the shaws?
Tell me why.
Okay, well, before we get into the episode, who would be the Hannah
sorry.
And the Miley?
You're right.
I have to know.
Oh, okay.
Who would hate each other and have the most vicious backstage drama?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Okay. I hate to do this, and you guys can hate me if you wanna. And I don't, but okay, but actually, I don't know if this girl can sing. Let me think.
Oh,
let me.
Well, that might cause some,
reel it
some
in.
Tea
yeah.
between the
oh,
two,
actually,
so it might be best
see,
if one
okay,
can't actually
okay,
sing.
Okay, so I was thinking of like, who is like the hot blonde of today?
Sydney
obviously,
Sweeney.
Sydney Sweeney.
Oh!
You read my mind. I was like, Sydney Sweeney. I was like, can she sing? I don't know. And is everyone so sick of her? Yeah, but like also.
She's like the new Scarlett Johansson, respectfully.
Yeah.
Like she's in everything. And,
except.
And what are
well,
we doing?
I think the biggest difference between Scarlett Johansson and Sydney Sweeney is that Sydney Sweeney is not a black woman, but Scarlett Johansson is.
Oh my God, not Scarlett Johansson. What's that other lady's name?
No,
Scarlett.
No.
Scarlett
no.
Johansson.
No.
Yes,
Scarlett
I'm so sorry.
Johansson has been cast as like. Every race, and
yeah.
she's just a white
a
woman.
White woman.
Oh, I didn't know it was that deep.
Yes,
like, I thought it was like a ha-ha.
No,
like, I just
mean,
cast her in everything.
It is ha-ha, but like,
I didn't know
it
we
is
cut
also
that deep.
Like kind of tea.
No, that's kind of tea if we're casting
yeah.
as every race.
Yeah,
I had
yeah.
no idea.
So
yeah.
maybe we should save
woman,
her for
but...
hairspray.
Right. She will, she's going to be like
save
big,
her.
Blonde, and beautiful.
Stop.
Yeah.
Cut the tapes.
No, yeah.
Okay, so Sydney yeah. Sweeney is
Sydney
Hannah.
Sweeney.
Who's our Miley?
Oh my God, and you guys are going to hate this, and I hate to do it. Who is a hot, young, brown-haired beauty?
The TikToker?
Nope. Jenna Ortega. I love that. You love that?
Well, them together. Imagine the drama. I can picture them ripping wigs off.
Yeah. No, ripping wigs off. And honestly, I see it because they both have like big eyeballs, big round eyes, and like the little tiny like, you know what I mean? Do they look the same?
No.
No. But like.
But they have the same.
It's going to give
fonts.
The same. Yeah, same thing, different font. Yeah.
I just, for Jenna Ortega, I'm so stuck on her right now being Wednesday that I can't put her in Miley's space because Miley's so like.
I mean, Miley's actually a human.
Yeah.
Like a real person. That's also what's difficult about this is that like Miley Cyrus
is in fact
Miley Stewart and Hannah Montana.
Yes.
Yeah.
Except did you know her name isn't actually Miley? She changed it to that when she got cast in the show.
What?
Her name is Destiny. Destiny Cyrus.
Destiny?
And when she got cast as Miley, she was like, I'm just going to change my name. Isn't that wild?
Her name is Destiny. And you know what? Looking at her, she is a Destiny, especially right now.
Hold on.
Fix your wig. Fix your hair.
I'm like 80% sure I didn't make this up, but I would love to be.
Can you please? Because check that Google. Seems so insane. I feel like, shouldn't we all know that, though?
There is something that I know about, like, her nickname, Smiley Miley, but I don't really know, like, any more information than that.
Destiny.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, if she would have come out and been like, my name is Destiny Cyrus, we would be like, yeah, and it wouldn't seem weird, but.
Oh, it gets worse. Are you ready?
No,
it's not worse. I don't know why I said that. I'm sorry.
It's giving drama.
I'm sorry, Destiny. No, it's just, it doubled, and you'll know why in a second. So she did legally change her name in 2008 from Destiny Hope Cyrus.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
To Miley Ray Cyrus. And it says, to not only honor her childhood nickname, but to also honor Ronald Ray Cyrus, her grandfather, which is with
Miley
Ray. Oh,
because her dad is Billy Ray.
Mm.
I've met him. He's weird.
Isn't he dating, like, a really young girl?
Like, he met her on the set of Hannah Montana.
Oh, shut up. I didn't know that.
He and she, like, played, like, a little kid with his child.
Ooh, it's giving I don't like that.
Aren't they engaged?
What? No.
Yeah, Australian singer Montana Fire Rose.
Yeah, and also have you seen Miley's mom? Batty.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Oh, bro, Tish Cyrus? Yeah.
Hot.
Wasn't her brother also in Metro Station?
Yes. Yeah. And also dated Brenda Song for like ever.
Until she married Macaulay Culkin.
Macaulay Culkin, which is so funny.
So random.
Both of those, so random.
It's all this information you guys have.
I'm sorry, we're info dumping.
No, I love this. I'm like, I just love that you know this. Like, am I on the wrong FYU page? Like, I don't know.
I think he didn't read enough Tiger Beat.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's the tea.
That might be the tea.
Probably.
It's for the best because.
You know what would actually be such a funny episode if we found on eBay like old actual magazines from that time and read them and like took the quizzes.
Wait, we should.
What would be so insane because I know that I would feel like I need to do this is like take the posters out and like hang them up.
But
like,
we could put one in the set.
Zac Efron.
Okay, what do we have to do to get a Zac Efron? Okay, we'll look into the Tiger Venus. Okay.
We're going to look on eBay.
Yeah.
Period. Just write it down.
It's like from 2002, Tiger Beat. It's like untouched, sealed, $2,000.
Yeah. What the fuck? It was
necessary. But like, you check the posters that they have inside.
Yes. Always. And it better be Zac Efron. If not, take it back. I remember going through the magazines and being like, who are the posters of the magazine? Because I'm not going
to. Before I buy it.
Yeah.
I would love for you guys to do an episode where you build your own golden guy wall like Sierra had, where we have a ranking system.
Oh. Is it giving March Madness, but like Disney boys?
I like that. Let's put a little pin in that. I love that.
Okay, so we today have a list of Broadway shows, also some not Broadway, but just musicals that we like, that we are going to be dream casting from whoever comes to our mind.
Yes.
It could be a celebrity, an influencer, a fictional character maybe even.
Oh, yes.
Just whoever we think we would want to see in that role. So leave your dream cast for all of these shows in the comments. And before we get into the absolute debauchery that I'm sure this is going to
it's
be.
It's all we've already done too much.
From the moment you did that opening riff, derailed.
Now, derailed. Done.
I do have a message from the group chat.
Ooh.
So this is from our lovely viewer, Roma.
Roma.
Somewhat related, what kinds of content other than the kind that you make, like fashion, lifestyle, food, and vlogs, do you consume? We know Sierra loves Survivor content, but what else do y'all watch and listen to that we wouldn't expect? For me, it's Magic the Gathering content for sure.
Magic the Gathering?
It's like a nerdy card game.
Oh, okay. Okay, period. I feel like everyone knows this at this point, but like the ASMR content of it all, love to see it. Mukbangs, especially the ones that are not in English. I don't really care about English speakers eating food. That like doesn't give it to me. And I want to be able to read the subtitles and watch you eat food.
Mm-hmm.
I love to see it. And video essays. I like those about like TikTok stuff. Like I've watched one where they talked about like almond moms. Oh, when that whole Gwyneth Paltrow thing was going on. I watched like that stuff and like a lot of things like that I like to watch in passing, kind of like podcast vibes, but I like to watch them instead of listen.
I would say I mostly watch video essays and long ones.
Yeah, like hour plus.
Yeah. I love, and I don't watch it all in one sitting. It's like whatever I'm doing, I just click back, pick up where I left off.
Mm-hmm.
I love Swell Entertainment, Tiffany Ferg, like, and also creators I don't even like regularly watch. If there's a 5-hour video about like the Glee Project on my recommended, I'm watching it.
Yep. I watched one about Wicked that was like 2.5 hours. And right? I was like, I love to see it.
I recently started one that is a 2-part series. I finished part one about the show Lost by this creator named Billiam. And it's like 8 hours long.
Oh,
like
gosh.
part 1, part 2.
What?
And oh, I'm well into part 2.
Period.
And I only watched 1 season of Lost like 10 years ago. But I'm like, yeah, I kind of want to know what happened on the show.
Right.
At that point, I probably could just watch the whole show. But this is way more entertaining for me.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And a lot of like Adult Swim, I think I also watch. Adult Swim. Adult cartoons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that the content that it's like, why are you consuming that? Like my embarrassed content that I consume. And it might now that I'm talking about it, it might seem like, oh, of course she's listening to it. But like love shit, like truly like Love is Blind, Love Island, like anything love, Netflix, like anything
relationship
love. I just love to watch them unravel and how they think and the different perspectives. I think I'm on like Love is Blind Brazil. Like I have run out of the English version content. I'm on to like the Spanish because I just. It's just so invigorating. And like hearing people like, just, I don't know. It's crazy.
It
I'm like,
is.
I love love.
And that's why I'm like, you would never guess. But then now I like look at myself and I'm like, yeah, oh, of course you stupid bitch.
Yeah, you should have. Of course you watch myself. I hate that stuff.
I know.
Hate it.
Have you watched like all of the love reality shows? Like which ones have you not delved into yet? Like have you done Bachelor, Love Island,
the
Love is Blind?
The only one I have not done is Bachelor. And
it's kind of lame.
Is it? I don't know.
Comparatively or just in general?
Comparatively and also just like.
And also in general.
I used to watch it and it was one of those things that was really only fun to watch when I had people to watch it with.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and it's fun to follow along, you know, week by week. I feel like that would not be a fun show to binge. Like,
yeah.
Not a lot happens.
Mm. Because what is the premise of that show? Are you guys like doing dates only or is there any like competition?
Are we canoodling?
Yeah. What is like?
It's just really like dates. Yeah. And then it's always like the same, just like manufactured lines of like,
yeah,
I know that you're here for the right reasons and I am opening my heart to this experience. And like, it's always just.
Right.
I've literally never, ever watched a single episode of The Bachelor in my whole life.
Yeah. Me either.
Ever.
And I might have to dive into it because I'm running out of this shit.
So if you do, Pete, I recommend start on. It's Ari or Ari's season with Becca Martinez.
Yes.
And like, there's a whole, like, that is probably one of the best seasons I've ever seen.
Oh, you know who else I watch all the time who I cannot believe I did not name drop because he's like my favorite creator of all time with video essays? Mike's Mike.
Oh, yes. You talked about him in the last one. Yes.
Love him, obsessed with him. I want to see him like just continue to grow because he's so freaking funny.
Period.
So I will watch anything he posts.
Mm.
I used to watch gossip channels.
Oh.
But that was back when like Dramageddon, like that was back in like the makeup beauty guru, like drama days when every single day there was something happening.
And you did it at my birthday dinner.
And you did it sucking balls.
We're going to have to bleep that again.
They ate it up.
What was it about it for you? Did you feel like you couldn't follow along with everything like in real time as it was happening on like Twitter and stuff? And so you're like,
yeah.
I just need the summary.
The only thing I could actually like keep up with was the videos that the actual creators were posting.
Mm.
All of the tweets and all that extra shit, like I could not get into, but I wanted to know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I could at the end of every week this person has compiled all of the shit, gave it to me, and I could be like, yeah, oh my God, not Tati Westbrook out here, not James Charles. Like, I loved it. And I also thought it was so ridiculous that it was just like so funny to me.
Yeah. Right.
I just ate it up. I loved it.
Well, and it's like our generation's version really of like a daily gossip talk show where they sit down and talk about what's trending and what's going on. And,
yeah.
But it's just one person.
It's just one person. Yeah. That's why I like I love watching Drag Race, but that's why I like watching Untucked. Because after the episode, then we get to see all the drama that went into that specific episode. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I want to see all the things that happened behind the scenes that we didn't get to see.
Right.
Right.
That's why I love it.
Do you guys have any creators who you watch every video or like every day who's like part of your routine? Because I watch Philip DeFranco every day. Have for years. That's where I get my news.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. And I've been watching like almost every video the Vlogbrothers have posted since I was like 13.
Oh, are you serious?
Yes. Gosh.
Still?
Still.
Wow.
I know. I'm there. I'm a nerd fighter for life.
Aw, that's
what they call their fans.
13 years.
I know.
Of content.
And how old are you? 27, the same age as you.
Oh, right.
Bitch, we're all 27.
How old are you?
I don't know.
I know. That's crazy, though. I go through phases crazy. Where I, like, you know, I'll miss a couple weeks or whatever. Yeah. But I've been consistently watching them for ever.
I feel like I watch a lot of one person for a long time. Probably, like, well, I guess not a long time. But if they post, like, twice a week for, like, 2 months, and then I don't watch them anymore. Right now, it's, like, it's ASMR, but it's. Etta Fox, ASMR. I watch her every night because she uploads like every other day, which I love.
Oh, that's great.
Mm. And I think the other person I'm watching right now that's super consistent is Monet. I think her name is Monet McMichael. She's a TikToker, big TikToker. Mm-hmm. And she just started doing long form, but she does like the kind of long form that like is not really edited. Like at all.
Right.
Like it's really just like it's long. It's like an hour long and like maybe some of it like should be edited out. But she just like is like has the camera on and it's just like going. It kind of gives Trisha Paytas vibes and the fact that she doesn't edit anything.
Right.
It's like that. But I like love her so much. She's like super young and like a fresh TikToker that like went viral and like now is like doing crazy things and it's just cool to like watch her.
Oh, I
but
love that.
That's who I'm watching like every day right now.
I am so new to the following a TikToker. Like I told you, like recently, I'm like now I'm like, oh wow, I'm diving into their life. But I truly don't have like that person that I like check up on daily. I don't. I need someone. Comment below all your favorite YouTubers.
Yeah, actually, that's the tea. She needs somebody that she's like fall in love with. Content wise,
yeah,
to catch your eye because it's difficult.
You're looking for love.
I am looking. I am. Please, so I can get off of this love content, you guys. I'm just
20 whatever looking for love.
Like me dipping in Too Hot to Handle. I'm like, what am I doing here? Like watching this show.
That one I did like. I don't like the love shows. I'm so like.
But it kind of is. It is like finding love because you like have to ally and like meet someone and then you are competing.
But I think what I like about it is that I'm not hearing after 2 episodes, I'm in love with you.
Yeah,
that's the love is blind shit.
Listen, whatever. If you feel that way, I'm happy for you. Fine. To me, I can't understand it. And it's really hard for me to like take it seriously. And I just don't. I'm like, you love this person that you met 12 hours ago? No, you don't.
Sierra, I'm telling you, I put it on. I put it on while she was over. And she's like, oh my God.
I'm like, turn this shit off. I hate it.
How can they, Paloma? Oh, you love him?
You love him.
You love him.
And, oh, he broke your heart? Well, bitch, yeah, because you don't know him. Like, it's so insane. And I hate it. But Too Hot to Handle, that shit made sense to me.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, you guys were all here just like horny, you know? And then like now you guys are trying, now it's like we need to be more serious about our relationships. We need to like be more intentional. And I'm like, I totally hear that, feel that. That makes total sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
Love is Blind, I don't understand it at all. I can't.
You know which one I cannot understand? Married at First Sight.
Oh.
To really.
Same vibe.
Yeah.
I can't.
But at least for Love is Blind, like. They've chosen the
I guess
person.
They talk.
Right. They've been speaking every single day and like they truly are choosing this person on the connection of communication.
Bro, 90 Day Fiance? What? We're doing what?
90 Day Fiance the musical. Maybe we should cast it.
Ooh, 90 Day. Okay. I don't know how, but well, maybe the guy is like Jeremy Jordan. Cause like I feel like everyone's like in love with him.
Mm-hmm.
And then like he's gotta find like the one. Like he's gotta find like the girl.
Oh, you know who would be so funny though playing his opposite? Jennifer Coolidge. Jennifer Coolidge and Jeremy Jordan.
Jennifer Coolidge to save her. No, I'd
in
like anything.
In 90 Day Fiance the musical.
I'm like,
yes. Yes. Yeah. Listen, Jennifer Coolidge in anything.
I was just using.
I'll watch it. I'll watch it all. I love her.
I'm like, I don't even know if Legally Blonde's on the Rasta, but I want her in it. Yeah. And I don't even know as who yet.
Yeah, bro. L.
L. Oh my
God. I'm Warner. Like, obviously, I want to say Paulette. Like, obviously, Warner. But that's too but like, obvious.
Warner.
Warner.
Oh, L.
She's like, oh, L. Oh. You know what I mean? That's so it. Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah.
Oh my God.
And not the snorting of it all.
Oh my God.
That's
I'm
not
so
the snortation.
I don't even know what that was. Please go on.
Anyways.
I also watch a lot of Ryan Christina and Paloma Malfavone.
Oh, yeah. That's crazy. Stop because it. I blocked both of them because they both think that they're Gen Zers and they're not.
Oh my gosh. You unsubscribed?
Yeah. Actually, one day, I was with Ryan and he was like trying to like put on something that would like entertain me. I was like so not into it. And I'm like, no. I hate everything he's suggesting. And then all of a sudden he puts one of Paloma's videos on. But I'm like
the Malibu vlog.
I'm like on my phone.
Oh, the Malibu vlog.
That's a classic. He puts the Malibu vlog on and I'm like on my phone. And I'm like, I turn. I'm like,
you can hear the sound of our like, voice, the three of our voices.
And then we sat there and watched the whole thing. I've seen it 100 times. Like I don't know if he's seen it or not. It doesn't matter, but poor him. But we sat there and I was like, oh my God, oh my gosh, this part. Remember this? Oh my God. So when we did this, it actually was like this. It was so, and he was like, yeah. Well, I mean, he wanted me engaged and he got me.
That's so cute. He found the loophole because rather than putting on your content,
yeah,
he was
puts on my vlogs and I'm like,
turn this shit off.
I get so, I'm like, turn it off. Like, turn it off.
Yeah.
Turn it off. Paloma's vlogs, I'm like,
turn it on.
Turn it on.
Turn it off.
Turn it off. I'm like, send it. Full vibe. Yeah.
And I truly only know it was the Malibu vlog because Ryan sent me a photo of him watching it. And she's like, not this man just throwing on your vlog.
That's yeah. so cute. Yeah. Steven will watch your guys' vlogs if I'm watching them. Like, he'll sit down.
Right.
The only other creator that he will actually sit down and watch is Remy Cruz.
Fair.
He loves her vlogs. Like, if I'm watching her vlogs, because I'll watch vlogs on the TV sometimes, he'll walk in and be like, oh, that's Remy. Sits down.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
Remy Cruz.
Listen, Remy's vlogs kind of
slap.
They go.
I really
she
like
goes.
Them.
She goes.
I really like her.
Yeah,
I do too.
I really like her.
And I like Remy and Alicia's vlogs. And I yeah.
Oh, yeah,
especially
I love
during
vlogs.
Vlogmas.
I was gonna say, well, Ms. Alicia.
Those, bro, honestly, I know that Alicia Marie did not invent Vlogmas, but she did.
It feels like
Vlogmas.
It
feels like she is like the queen of Vlogmas. Like
those
truly,
intros.
Oh my God.
Every year I wait to see what we're doing.
That
I wanna know.
That was the highlight of COVID times for me. Like
every
being
day
locked
there's
down,
a new intro.
I was like, I'm gonna get something. She's gonna give me something, some joy. And she did.
I have nothing but Alicia Marie's vlog.
Literally. And then obviously we love when the crossover happens, when Pretty Basic is on each other's
right.
stuff. I eat that shit up. Ugh.
And a part of me wants to like pretend that like the viewers enjoy watching us when we cross over.
I know.
Like,
is it the same? I hope. Are we giving Alicia and Remy? Are we giving it? Because we're trying.
There are so many creators who I'll watch like here and there throughout the year, but then Vlogmas comes. I'm watching 1 through 25.
Absolutely.
And you'd think it would be the opposite. Like, oh, I watch them regularly, but Vlogmas is a little much. Nope. It becomes part of
every
my daily
day.
Routine.
Yep.
People who I like, Laura DIY, I rarely watch her Vlogmas. I'm like, let's go.
She said, tis the season.
Yes.
Oh my God. That's actually that. One. Laura DIY, I like don't really watch throughout like the year, but then Vlogmas comes, I'm like, add it to the Rasta.
Yep.
Is it? I said notifications on.
Question, yes. And I want to ask, because you guys have been around for Vlogmas, do you think that there's like a part of you that like knows that it's Christmas time and it's like the holidays and friends and family? So like just seeing the other people that are like doing the camaraderie of like you like Vlogmas, you like kind of want to support them and like see what they've been up to. Like, I usually don't check in with you, but like right now we're all doing Vlogmas and I know the pain and I'm editing and vlogging. So let me like watch one of your videos. Does that give that or what is it?
I wish I could say that, but honestly, it's just selfish.
So. Okay.
I just like it.
I just like it.
Okay. Okay.
And I know. I think the other thing too is like, I can like assume the content.
Right.
I can assume that it's going to be something Christmas related or I'm going to see a Christmas tree or I'm going to see you wrapping presents or something like. And if I like you already, this is just you doing Christmas stuff, which
yes,
I enjoy.
Which I also like. So basically anyone doing Christmas content that you know is going to be giving, you're like,
I'm like eating it.
Yeah.
And if you're doing like Alicia Marie and having insane ass intros, mm-hmm. I'm going to eat it up.
I love
it. Eat
that.
It up.
This was my first Vlogmas this past time. And I just like asked because I felt like watching like you guys post like my vlogmas. I'm like, come on, you guys, we're doing it. Uh-huh. Like we're all dying right. and melt and like literally drowning, but like we're yeah. all drowning together. Yeah. So it just felt like, okay,
vlogmas, we're all here together.
And like I'm totally gonna watch all your vlogs because I know how much time and effort went into right. all of them. So I'm watching them all. At least
that's yes. what I was. Well, doing. That I think you come from a creator standpoint. From a view, yes. I didn't do vlogmas until this time. So I don't consume vlogmas as a what is it called? As a
yeah.
I just said it.
As a creator.
As a creator. Oh,
that's the yes. word you were looking for.
Yes, yes.
You were looking for some like deep no. word about like as like a part of this and no. as like a
no.
Nope.
No. Creator. I'm just creator. An idiot. I don't consume Vlogmas as a creator. Currently, I consume Vlogmas as a consumer. And that's why I look at it like, oh my God, I get so blessed that I get to watch Alicia and Remy and Sierra's videos every day for a month.
Right.
That's how I look at it. Even though, yeah, I might be doing Vlogmas, but like I get to watch my favorite people do the things every day.
Mm-hmm. And it becomes part of your routine.
Oh, because
yeah. Because you know every day
yes.
there's a new one. And yes. you know it was always filmed one day.
Right.
But I have completely derailed us, and we should probably get to
the topic at hand.
Yeah, because I think we're 30 minutes in.
Okay.
Oh, well. Hey, guys. Glad you're still here.
Sorry, we forgot that you were here.
Oh, and, welcome.
Welcome to the chat. Yeah. Anyway,
ooh,
so.
Yeah. All right, you guys, it is time. Let's get into it.
Yes.
The first musical.
Oh, yes.
Wait, what we've done here for. No, but I feel like we've, at this point, cast like Hannah Montana.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we did cast Hannah
but
Montana.
But now we're going to do a musical.
90 Day Fiancé, yeah. the musical.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's just fake casting 90 Day Fiancé.
These, like, like these non-musicals. Yeah.
I expect royalties when that is made.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, period. What do we got?
High School Musical.
Oh, it's a musical.
Okay. I didn't know what it is. It is. Okay. Do we start from
Troy?
I
feel like we have to cast Troy first so we can
He's
like
our anchor. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
I feel like Troy and Sharpay are going to be the most important.
Yes.
Agreed.
And Darbus. Yes.
And Darbus.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Troy Bolton. Who are we casting as like the Troy Bolton right now?
Yeah, who's giving...
The most annoying thing is that the first thing that popped into my head was Shawn Mendes.
And
But you know what? I really don't hate that.
I like it.
I think that he's like the equivalent. Mm-hmm. I think we have to.
Let's lock it in.
Equivalent is not... Probably not the word.
No, sorry, not equivalent. What I meant was like he's got the little swoopy brown hair in
sync. To be equal to Zac Efron
impossible.
Is not the
yeah,
tea.
There's no such thing.
No, so, Zach.
Mm-hmm. But I do think he would at least do a very good job. And yeah. he would give.
And just to like piggyback on that because of the drama, I want Camila Cabello.
Oh, yes. I knew you were going to say that.
Who's causing drama between Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello? I feel like it should be another one of the Fifth Harmony girls.
Low key, and I hate to do this. It wasn't a Fifth Harmony girl. But it was giving Dev Cameron.
Oh. Ooh. No, she would do really well.
Or Sharpay.
Yeah.
Like, that would kind of give, right?
That'd be good.
I would like that.
I like it. Who's her counterpart? Like, who's perfect for him? Her.
Ryan?
The Ryan.
Is that Ryan?
Yes. Ryan?
I feel like it should be another Disney Channel darling.
Okay,
because
period.
Dove is.
Oh. No. The other one from Sunny with a Chance.
Oh, Chad Michael Cooper?
Definitely not Chad Michael.
I don't know his name, but I know but that blonde one. Little one with the little
Chad Dylan Cooper.
Chad Dylan Cooper. And he was supposed to be like a parody of Chad Michael Murray.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think it should be his character, not
not actually mm-hmm. Ryan.
None. No, yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately.
I think Chad Michael Cooper as
Chad Dylan Ryan. Cooper.
Chad Dylan Cooper as Ryan. But
I
then
know.
That kind of makes me want to have the girl who played Tawny in Sunny with a Chance be Sharpay.
But that's too on the nose.
Yeah,
right.
That's too much. Like, yeah, but of course, you know,
right?
Like, but of course, I also just the episode of Sweet Life of Zack and Cody would also not hate London Tipton as Sharpay.
That would be funny as hell,
right?
Yeah, right.
Period.
I would like to cast Sierra as Miss Darbus. It doesn't have to be.
I
humbly accept.
Oh my gosh!
Absolutely.
Sierra.
100%.
I was actually going to say Jack Black. That was my first thought. But me?
Sure. Can you give us the line of the theater?
Yeah.
Could
give
we
us
make
something.
Jack Black the basketball coach?
Yes. And you and here's the thing. He and Ms. Darbus now have a number.
Yes.
Yes. We've also written. Of course. Well, here's the thing. High School Musical, like, okay, the written, like, whatever, like, that's its own thing. But our High School Musical, like, the stage production, has a song. You know, just like High School Musical, the musical, the series did, where they wrote a song for her, which
for
we
Ms.
love.
Darbus, yeah.
Yes.
But it's going to be a duet.
Mm-hmm. Between, oh, I love that.
You know,
with Jack Black.
Coach
and Jack
Black. Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. Of course. Yeah.
The theater is a temple of the art.
Yes,
been waiting to play this role.
Here's the tea. It's gonna that musical number is gonna come in when he comes in and he's like, "Darbus, where are my kids?" And you're like, "Wait,
the theater?
No,
yeah,
porque pa." You know, you like,
yeah. And all of a sudden, she speaks Spanish.
Yeah,
and the song is called "What Are Those Two Doing in a Tree?"
Yeah, and it's one of those ones where like it's very much like two separate songs and then all of a sudden they're singing the same thing at the same time and it like comes together. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah, that's that.
Love it.
High School Musical. Done.
Perfect. Taylor and Chad.
Oh.
So also for reference, we're not going to do every single character and every single thing, but I feel like Taylor and Chad are important. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Okay. Chad?
Tell me why I just need Corbin Bleu again.
Yeah,
I know that he's old, but
I just want him again.
I don't know if anyone else's armpit hair could live up.
Okay,
thank
that's
you.
Tea.
Like that thank shot, you. We've talked about it.
That's tea.
It
no, was an awakening. I mean, you're not wrong. The only guy I would think of, and this is like a deep cut, but like Zero from Holes.
Oh.
Have you seen him recently?
No.
Fine, bro.
Really?
Very
so Zero's not a zero anymore. He's a 10.
Zero is a hero. Thank you. You read all my right, mind. There we were. He's cutie. He's a cute. He's
I think
super
I saw
cute.
A selfie on somewhere.
He has done like parodies of that. What's the song called from Goofy Movie? Powerline. He like dresses up as Powerline. Like does a whole thing.
Boy.
And maybe that's why I think he's hot because I love Powerline.
I love Powerline.
So maybe that's why I think that might be it. But yeah, I think I could see him.
Okay, now that we're talking about it, and just to derail one more time, a little fun fact that I just want to share. Every single I would ask my parents to when I was a little girl, and on the VHS, I'd ask my parents to play the Goofy, that last song from the Powerline, and then I would go to bed. But I literally, they were like, bedtime, all right, let's go watch the song. And then I would put that song, and then I would go to bed. Okay, pero like, why that song? But it went hard.
I mean, I did go hard.
Young P's like a little sleepy and her little snuggly. She's like, yeah, just one second, one song, one
yep,
more.
Just
yeah.
one more.
She one puts more. In the little VHS and she's
right.
like, stand. Wait, what actually
stand
is
that? Stand up.
No, wait.
No. That no, is no, a, no, no, no.
I to I.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
For the first time. Yeah.
Oh, so good. Anyways,
too good.
Powerline, shook. That I need a musical.
Got
that's what we need.
Myself in motion.
Ooh,
there it is.
So good.
Yes.
Love Goofy Movie.
I'm keeping a mental note of that for our Halloween costumes this year.
Okay, wait.
You're about to out me right now,
yes,
aren't
I
you?
Am.
I hate you.
Tell me, everybody right now, all of you listening, everyone in this room, take a moment. Close your eyes. Think about, what's her name?
Maxine.
Think about Maxine and what she looks like.
It's Paloma.
And now, imagine Paloma with like little red hair, whatever, little ginger hair. Tell me that's not Maxine. Bro, she looks like a cartoon.
Every like, day I'm girl, like, girl, I don't know what to tell you, but you look like a cartoon character. You actually look like that girl from Goofy Movie. That's how she told me that.
So you could be
Maxine.
You could be
Max. And
Powerline.
Oh my God.
Who's Goofy?
Jess.
Oh.
Jess is like,
she's our dad.
She's our dad.
She okay, is. Why are we casting ourselves in a Goofy movie?
I know. I love this.
That's like not what we're supposed to be doing.
We'll be Ryan. Paloma yes. will be Finette.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
she's
yeah,
like,
yeah,
we'll be Miss Darbus. Yes, we're just
yeah,
casting
yeah,
ourselves.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
But we do need to cast Taylor.
We do.
Okay, we
Miss
do.
Taylor,
okay.
Cassie. Who is the captain of the decathlon team? I want to cast that girl that plays Bonnie from Vampire Diaries.
Oh, the green-eyed girl?
Yep.
I don't know her name, but yeah.
She always, and she like ends up being a witch, but she very much seems like the, I hijack the power to the,
yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Fuck. What's
come on, this
line?
Is your line.
I know
you.
My, okay, fun tell fact. Me. I mean, if you don't know, now you know. Paloma and I were in High School Musical together, and this was the one line that I could not do. Oh, I'm going to hack the mainframe and like, oh, whatever.
Every night she would look at me and never be able to deliver the line. The only on closing night did she get the last line.
Bro.
She looked at me. The first one of the shows, I'm not to read you, but one of the shows, she was like, I'm going to. And I was like, go. And she was like.
She literally pushed me because she was like so done with me trying to figure it out.
I knew she was not about to find the line. And she was like, it's like one of those quick lines that you're like, I need to hack the mainframe to da da da. And then she goes. And then she's like, I'm going to. I was like.
It was so bad.
Anyways.
And it was recent, guys. It was like 2 years ago.
Oh my God.
Okay, whatever.
Broadway, call us.
Yeah,
please.
Definitely. I mean, it's not giving that I can do anything.
This
but,
is why we have
you know,
to cast ourselves in the show. Because
I know.
No one's casting us again.
Exactly.
Anyways,
exactly.
Next.
Anyways, next.
Oh,
Legally Blonde.
I'm sorry, we're casting ourselves in this.
And yet again, okay, Elle Paloma. Okay, who's playing Elle Woods?
This is the role. The role.
Based off of looks and looks alone, I'm not, no vocal, I don't know nothing. Looks alone, I would not hate Margot Robbie. I wouldn't.
Oh, dude, I'm so excited to see her in the Barbie movie.
Barbie?
Whoa. Have you seen all the TikToks about it? It's going to be like a deep sci-fi thriller.
Yes. My dad was like, it looks funny. Yeah. I'm like, we should see it.
Yeah. We should all go and we should dress up.
Yes. I love the, hi, Barbie. Hi Barbie. Hi, Ken. Hi, Barbie. Yeah. I love that. I love that. Looks wise, just, I would say Margot Robbie.
My brain went to a completely different place, but I yours better.
No, where did you go?
Trisha Paytas.
Absolutely.
Holy shit.
Absolutely. But also, here's the thing. I do think Trisha Paytas can kind of sing a little bit. I don't know if she can, like, sing the house down boots, like, actually. But I don't think she's, like, bad.
Well, we saw her music videos, and she can definitely at least carry a note.
She did a cover of Burn, where she burned, like, real papers in her kitchen.
I didn't know that. Yeah. That is so iconic. Look it up. Please send that to me.
It's really funny. I laughed. Maybe it wasn't funny. Supposed to be, but I definitely laughed.
It's all camp.
It has to be, bro. I have to at this point believe that everything Trisha Paytas does is camp.
Yes,
I have to. Otherwise, what are we doing?
Otherwise, it's too deep.
It's too on the money. But I don't hate her for Paulette. Actually, like if this is like actually casting, I would love to see Trisha Paytas as Paulette
or Trixie Mattel.
Oh,
as Paulette,
I would
wait. Katya's Emmett. Trixie is Elle.
Absolutely.
Okay. I think we're throwing the whole plan out, right?
Yeah. Well, listen, Trixie, a young, lovely Christian woman, Trixie Mattel, house down boots with Elle. And it's not like she can't sing.
Yeah.
She's a singer.
The person that I wanted to pitch was a person from Broadway, and it was the girl from Mean Girls, the lead Regina George, Taylor
Louderman.
Yeah. That is who I would love to see in Elle. Like, as a, like, I'm agree. Like, all right, like I know
actual,
you're going to,
like an actual, like if we're not Broadway bitch. Absolutely.
Taylor Louderman. Dude, yeah. That, the song she sings as Regina.
World Burn.
I'm like, I don't even think they can make this a community theater show because no one can do that.
Yeah. She set the bar.
High schools are doing it. And I'm like,
they better rewrite it.
Listen, and I just know that it's either not good or like fine.
I
want to see
so
the music for it.
Hard.
Yeah.
Professionals are like, I can't.
I hope they rewrote the music to make it a little easier.
I hope too.
Because I would say probably 95% of people on Broadway probably couldn't sing.
Right. World Burn. You're asking like 16-year-olds to do that?
They're setting them up for failure.
100%.
Yeah. Absolutely. And nodes.
Yeah.
And nodes.
Nobody wants to sit through a community production, no offense, about anyone singing that song because I just know
it's just too hard. Honestly,
it's so hard. It, like the Broadway people are struggling.
Bro,
like,
sometimes Legally Blonde is hard to sit through.
Yeah.
Because it's not like Legally Blonde is easy.
That end note on So Much Better. That's
the realness about musical theater, where it's like it can be good and bad, but like if the intensity of the musical like goes up, like the quality starts going down, like Legally Blonde, like all of a sudden, like you guys could have been great, but like you guys set yourself up with like such a heavy hard show.
Yes,
you have to have like
I've never
star
thought
performers
about it like
out
that.
Here.
Like
you know,
the intensity of the musical goes up, the quality starts to go down.
Yeah, because I mean, think about it, like. Girl, if we're doing Annie, we're like, all right, it's just a bunch of kids saying it's a hard knock life.
Right.
Okay, no.
And then like the only kid that has to really be great is the one you cast as Annie.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But like for Legally Blonde, Elle has to be amazing. Emmett has to be amazing.
The supporting
Paulette
roles.
Has to be,
yeah.
The girls.
Yes.
The Greek
girls
chorus.
Have to be
bro.
Yes.
With
yes.
the
yes.
jump
yes.
roping.
Bro.
Which literally Ryan.
The jump roping, bro.
Vivian,
actually,
she's ripping
Vivian
her head
is
off.
Going, it's like. There are so many roles that have to give.
And Ireland's not easy. I'm sorry. Like, even Paulette, where you're like, oh, it's Paul. No, yeah, but no. She's a character. Ha, ha, ha. But, like, she
But, like, she
belts.
Sings, bro. And not even, mm-hmm. like, Ireland. And then the end of Bend and Snap. And also
River Dancing also.
Everyone's got to give.
Actually, and then, no, this is not what we're talking about. And please stop me. But why is there a whole 4.5-minute river dance in the middle of this show? Tell me why it's necessary.
My parents asked me at the end of it.
Lawrence O'Keefe.
My the mom writer, was like, what
tell
was
me
that?
Why right now.
Ryan has
that.
Beef with you.
I Lawrence do. O'Keefe. Lawrence O'Keefe, write to me in my inbox at Ryan Christina on Instagram. Why was that necessary?
Because they needed Paulette's love story to have something, and that's all they gave them.
They but needed to justify her pregnant at the graduation.
Yeah, she had to be
married.
Like she had to be pregnant and proposed and married with the right. whole thing. But the problem is, you included the whole entire cast.
And he said, "You know, the sexiest thing,
Riverdance. I have to be there."
You included the whole cast into this Riverdance. Yes.
Why was Elle there? I just want to know. Like, I literally don't even have 1 second off. Why were we there? Why?
I don't know.
Maybe wearing this. And now we're going to dance our ass off.
Yeah.
Maybe it was a really big, usually when they do that, it's to justify a huge scene change or a bunch of characters needing
there
to
was a scene change.
Changes.
There was a huge scene change. There's flipping shit that entire
But maybe not
time.
4.5 minutes.
Yeah, maybe not an entire Riverdance.
And look, we did Community, so the transition's not as strong.
Yeah, and not as strong, not as smooth.
There may have been a couple of vamps.
Yeah, multiple.
So I think we have to pick an L. Is it going to be Margot Robbie, right. Trixie Mattel, or Trisha Paytas?
I forgot what we were doing.
Thank you for putting us back on course.
Or Taylor Lautner.
Yes.
I think based off of vocals and like talent ability, obviously I'm going to go with Taylor Lautner. Of course.
I think Taylor.
But
I think the question is, how seriously are we taking this?
I don't know. But I don't know. Yeah, I guess I don't know. I think Paulette, I could see Trisha Paytas or Trixie Mattel. It depends on where we want to go with it.
Yes.
But I would love to see both.
Mm-hmm.
I think I would like to see Trixie Mattel more.
Yeah, let's do Trixie Mattel.
I would love to see Trixie Mattel. Yeah.
Full send, Trixie Mattel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And our sweet, sweet, all right. Emmett, Warner, Vivian, Callahan. I feel like that's a good.
Emmett.
Ooh.
Who's just like really like earnest, like really honest.
I think it'd be funny if it was Chad Michael Murray. But only because we were just talking about
it. But I don't hate that because he's older. I don't hate Taylor Lautner's older. And I have the perfect Warner.
Okay, give it to us.
You guys are going to hate it. You're going to hate to love it.
Okay.
It's Nate from Euphoria.
Oh, right. Yes.
Duh.
That's so good.
Like tall and hot and like bad, like a bad person.
Right. Oh my God. That is like the best casting.
What's his name? I think it's Jacob something. Yeah.
Elroy?
Something like that. That's his real name. Nate from Euphoria. If you know, you know.
Yep.
If you don't know, I can't help you.
Speaking of watching absurdly long video essays, I've never watched the Netflix movie The Kissing Booth, but I have watched multiple video essays about it, and he was in that.
So. He what? Yes. Yep. I haven't seen it either, but.
I have. Oh. Because it's about love.
God.
Okay. And so we have our Warner.
Yes. Did we say Emmett?
Chad Michael Murray.
Chad Michael Murray.
Yes. Oh, Callahan.
Callahan.
Oh, what's his name? The Declaration of Independence. Nicolas Cage.
Oh, yeah.
Nick Cage.
Heck yeah.
That's a great one.
That's a really good one. And you know what? For our fitness queen.
Brooke Wyndham.
I feel like we should go with like one of like the YouTuber TikTok like fitness girlies, like blogalotties or something.
Yes.
Wait, I have it.
Please send it.
The fitness marshal.
Yes. That's Brooke Wyndham.
That's our Brooke Wyndham.
That's Brooke Wyndham.
Thank you.
Period. Yes. Thank you.
Yes. That was it. Thank you so much, everyone, for coming.
Yep.
Like and subscribe. We'll see you next week.
Oh, no. I was saying to the casting.
No, I'm saying goodbye to them.
I think Vivian, and if you want to cast Bruiser.
Oh, well, Bruiser should be played
Bruiser should be played by Bella.
And every time they talk to Bruiser, they're like, Bruiser. And Bella's like, no,
Bruiser's
Bella's
like pick me up.
Yeah. But I was like, that's my sister.
Yeah.
And then Vivian.
Oh, ooh.
Ooh.
Vivian.
My brain immediately goes to Olivia Rodrigo. I was like, who's a strong singing brunette?
Oh.
She'd be fun.
She would be fun.
Okay, that's a choice.
Don't hate that.
But then that makes me want Sabrina Carpenter as Elle.
Yeah, I think I need to save them
later. Yeah. So maybe, should we
this
do that
double cast. This is double cast. Okay.
Yeah. Sabrina Carpenter
is
Elle.
It's Sabrina Carpenter as Elle.
Yes.
Olivia Rodrigo as Vivian. Obviously. What's that boy's name? Joshua Bassett as Emmett.
Yes.
Y'all just starting drama now.
That one boy, the other boy, EJ, is Warner, obviously. What's his name?
EJ.
EJ from High School Musical, the series.
Uh-huh.
Elton John Jr., or whatever his name is.
In this setting, is Trixie Mattel still Paulette?
Yes. She is not double cast.
No, she is single cast.
Yes.
She has an understudy, but we don't know who it is.
Yeah.
But she is, no.
The understudy's Trisha Paytas.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, so that's Legally Blonde,
that's
right?
That's Legally Blonde, yeah.
Okay.
Hairspray.
Oh, okay. This is good.
Ooh, Hairspray.
Well, good thing we already used Dove Cameron because of
that. Yeah, we already used her.
And she was good.
Okay.
She was good. So good.
I am a big fan of Dove Cameron, so.
I like her.
Me too. Me
and
too.
I love her little bad girl phase out of Disney. You know, we all have one and we love to see it.
As a former Disney star.
As a as a former Disney star that I am, I would love to see when the girlies come out. Yeah. I mean, and actually come out.
Literally.
Because she literally came out. Happy Pride. Gay rights.
Woo!
Yeah, okay, Hairspray. Okay, so who, so okay, we have
Anchor.
We have Tracy.
Yes.
We have Penny, Seaweed,
Link,
and then the mom, I think, are the biggest.
Yes.
Oh, and Corny. Roles.
We have
okay,
to have.
Corny.
There's Corny.
I want to start with Motormouth.
Okay.
And I think that Kiki Palmer could slay the house down.
Kiki.
Boots.
Yes.
First of all, because she is a singer. I don't know if you guys have ever heard her sing.
Yes.
She can sing. And she, obviously, she's so funny. And I think she would play that so well.
I love it.
I love it.
Please. I want it.
Send it to the press. Okay. Send it to the press.
Dude, she's speaking on a panel at VidCon, and I'm so sad.
Oh, my gosh, she is?
Because it's during one of my panels, so I can't go see it. I literally, like, started on the schedule. I was like, I will be there. And then I got my schedule, and I was like,
I won't be there.
Well, I'm doing something at 2 o'clock.
No.
No.
You have to get somebody, like, whoever's going with you, like Kenzie or Rachel,
I'm
to
like,
go.
Don't
and, like,
come watch me.
Don't come. Go,
go
record.
Watch Kiki
and go record Kiki Palmer and then come back.
Yes.
Yeah, somebody's got to get some kind of Kiki content.
I just love her. She's one of those celebrities who I'm like, I'm just here for everything you do.
Yep. Agree.
Who's our link?
It's so hard for me to not picture Zac Efron.
Yeah.
I know. Mm-hmm.
I know.
That's where it all started.
It actually can't be.
It can't.
No, it can't.
I've got one.
Oh, please.
Timothée Chalamet.
Oh. That is an angle.
I don't think I hate that. No, I do hate it because I have one better.
Oh, who?
Tom Holland.
Yes.
Tom Holland.
Okay. Tom Holland.
Yeah.
Tom Holland.
But I feel like I'm going against Zendaya to cast someone as his opposite. I'm like, girl, it's just acting. We're not doing it. We're not, you know.
I know. And honestly, why do I like, okay, first of all, celebrity relationships, whatever, who cares?
Yeah.
But like, they're like in love.
I know.
Like, they like love each other.
And it's cute.
It's cute, but also hate it.
Dude, when he did that post that was like to my MJ and it was like that mirror selfie, I was like,
I was like, stop.
I'm crying.
Stop.
Yeah.
I know. I love to see it. I love to see it. My sister hates to see it.
Who are we casting opposite of Tom Holland? Who is our Tracy? You know what's so funny? I'm like going through my brain. I'm like, okay, because it's a hard role to cast, right? It's like obviously needs to be like a superstar performer, big stage presence, plus size, like just so confident on stage.
Just for somebody who has stage presence, I would love to see Brittany Broski.
I thought of Brittany Broski for the mom.
Oh,
for
yes.
The cop. No. That's
Brittany
why
Broski
I,
for
that's
Edna.
Why
yes.
I broke out in laughter because that's exactly who I thought of.
Yes. Okay, but still, we need our Tracy.
I know, we need Tracy.
Who is Brittany Broski's daughter? I'm like, now I'm thinking social media star. So I'm like,
right,
what about like
too.
Remy Bader? Do you guys know her? She's like a TikTok, like fashion girly.
I feel like I do.
Size.
Is she shorter? Is she,
no, she's
is
like, she... wait. No. What? No.
No. I feel like I know who she is, but I feel like I just need to see.
Yeah, I got you. One sec.
Because like, I feel like yes, but I don't want to say it. Is she the one that did the Diamonds and Denim party? And she was like, did a collab with fucking what's it?
Yes.
That's her.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yes, her.
She's
she did
so
a collab
cute.
With fucking fuck. I don't know. It was
Revolt?
Yes.
Oh, yes. She did a collab with Revolt.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I was like,
I love
know
it.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Her
she's so
and Brittany Broski.
Yes. Brittany Broski
so
as Edna Turnblad.
Yes.
Honestly, Brittany, have you guys heard her sing?
Yeah.
No.
She's actually great.
She is
really
great. Yeah. Brittany Broski vocals, pipes. It's crazy because obviously majority of her content is her just like being a comedy queen, but she can sing.
And isn't it amazing when people like pull that out like as their like secondary talent? You're like,
yes.
whoa, you are funny and you can sing. That doesn't seem fair.
It honestly, it makes them seem more talented. Not that like, I don't think Brittany Broski's like,
Not talented. So talented.
But like it makes it feel like way more special because you didn't just come out of the gate being like, yeah, I'm a singer.
Oh, you know who else is like that? Who I am now switching my casting recommendation for Link? Chris Olsen.
Who?
Oh, yeah.
And he can sing.
Yes,
he can. Actually, that would be a really great cast.
Yes, he can. We also haven't cast Meghan Trainor and I feel like that's rude.
Oh.
And I would cast her in something.
Maybe she should be Amber.
Oh, I like that a lot. Oh my God. She's like
Yeah.
Oh my god.
And then her Kitties. And Chris as Amber and Link.
Oh, well, they would eat it.
It's
up.
Amazing.
It'd be great.
Done. Tended to the press.
The new girl in town. Yeah, but it's also giving like, what's that one song she sings?
Amber? I know you're lying.
Yeah.
The hips are moving.
Yeah. It's kind of giving that.
Totally. Yes.
No, you're so right about Chris Olsen. Totally forgot. Again, another person that's like fully not like, I'm a singer. Again, it's giving comedy queen. And then all of a sudden, we're singing the house down boots. That's crazy. Crazy.
He's actually singing with Renee Rapp. And that shook me to my core.
You love Renee Rapp.
I love Renee Rapp. I love her. I will do anything to see her in person on the stage. I tried to get tickets, but they sold out. So
in
when
like
they go
seconds.
Left, so please. Well, Renee, go
she's
on
amazing. Again.
God, she's so good. I have she so really many videos good. Of her singing, and I just want more. But she's about to release an album, so it's cool.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Brace yourselves, ladies.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Penny, Seaweed, and you're casted.
Okay.
Oh.
Oh, and Corny.
Oh, and Corny Collins.
Sorry.
And Corny.
I just love Corny Collins.
No. And that's why I think I'm having a hard time because I'm like James Marsden.
Right. No. And I think honestly.
He was the perfect.
It's not even that I love Corny Collins. It's that
I love James Marsden.
He did such a great job.
God, he was so good. Well, okay. Maybe Corny is Zac Efron now. Maybe he's graduated. Oh, and I love that. Right?
He is Corny.
I love that.
He's Corny.
Yeah. Like he's no longer the teenage heartthrob, but
he's still a heartthrob.
And that's why he's singing to the TV. He's like,
yeah, exactly.
Love that.
Yeah.
Okay, send it.
We love that.
Yes.
Seaweed and Penny.
Also, I could also see not as Corny. Well, I guess I could see him as Corny, yeah. But also as Link, I could also see Austin Butler.
He would do a great. He would.
He's a cutie. I don't hate to say it, but
what if we really brought Mr. Corbin Blue for Seaweed, and then Ashley Tisdale as Penny?
Oh,
I like the way
you
think.
Well, I definitely am loving Ashley Tisdale.
Yeah,
definitely loving her.
Yes,
like big time.
And I'm like, they already have chemistry. We're already going to ship a little bit of Disney. And we got Zach. Like, we could really make some money off of this.
But also her and Austin Butler are like really close friends.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Like, they like call each other like cousin. Like, they are even like before like the Disney days and all that. Because she's like older than him. But they're like close.
Wow. Mm. Well, that's good. So when she gets on set, we can then draft him for the next season.
He's in the B cast.
Yeah.
Zendaya as Lil Inez.
Oh, yeah. But tragic because doesn't she dance with Link?
And Tom Holland will be on set.
Oh, the drama.
I mean, I love it.
They're totally that couple backstage. You know, there was always like the girl who was dating guy lead.
This couple?
Yes.
Yeah.
And they're always just like holding hands.
And we're holding hands.
And
then he immediately gets off stage from doing his love scene and she's like,
She's like, to stake her claim.
Oh, yes.
Like he gets off stage and they're like immediately hugging.
She's literally on the wings to tell him, great job, honey. Kiss and hug and everything. Yeah. Yes.
And like walking
I know
off
her.
Through mm-hmm. backstage. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I once played a lead in a show where the guy I was playing opposite of had a girlfriend like that who was in the show as well, and she made it so uncomfortable. Or I was like, I hope you don't know that like this is acting,
mm-hmm. right? Like
I don't want your man,
right?
This, but like she needed to make it known
that was her man.
Yep,
that is so tough. That would hurt so bad.
And it's awkward because you're like, this is making it weird for me.
Yeah, right. Like now I don't want to like. Do the
commit.
Most. Yeah. I don't want to commit because you're like stressed and I'm not even. We always knew somebody like that. There was always one couple and you're like, bro, I promise you that I don't want your man.
Yep.
And I'm sorry you didn't get cast as this part. Like, I really am sorry.
And it's always that. It's always that the other one really thought that they were going to be. We're going to be the couple on stage.
Yep.
And the guy always gets it because he's a guy and you didn't get it because there was a thousand other girls.
Yeah.
All right, Seaweed.
Oh, right.
Oh. Who is replacing Corbin Blue?
This might be niche, but just try to follow me.
Okay.
There are two guys that I'm thinking, but let's try this one first. Have you guys seen Let It Shine? It's a Disney Channel movie.
Yes.
Not Everybody Hates Chris.
Yeah, because I thought that's what you were going to
Because I do love him. I do love him. He's in Abbott Elementary, and I fucking love Abbott Elementary. Yes. Such a good show. Not him, but the best friend. His name's like Trevor Jackson.
He plays Chris.
He plays Chris in that in Let It Shine.
Yes. Yes.
He's cute.
He's so cute.
Let's do that.
Put him on the screen.
Yeah,
yeah, I got screen you.
Also,
for the fans.
Not Halle Bailey being in that.
Halle and Chloe Bailey are in that movie.
As like background characters?
Yep. They're like part of the choir.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Oh, they're in a lot of.
Not Ariel.
Honestly, they're in a lot of. Oh. He's so cute. He's okay. Such a cutie.
I'm on board.
She's like, yeah. Halle and Chloe Bailey are in a lot of black films when they were like younger. And so like I was not like shook when they like came out. I was like, oh yeah, I've seen them in like so many things. And they're also like Beyonce's proteges.
Yes.
Both of them. Mm-hmm. So like Chloe Bailey specifically is like not Beyonce, but like you could tell that she has been taught by her by the way she performs. It is like unreal, unmatched. Halle Bailey also the same. But yeah, they're both in that. But Trevor Jackson is a hottie. And I vote him for Seaweed.
All right. Retweet.
All right, send it. Thank you.
Send it.
All right, we're locked and loaded.
We went Ashley Tisdale.
Yeah.
I could totally be like, and I would, Seaweed, yeah. Blah, blah. Oh, yes. God. She would eat that up. And she'd just like pull him in and just like, I love it. Yep. Totally good.
Yep. Do you love Paloma?
Stop. You gone.
Without love.
Life is like the seasons with no summer without love.
But replace the words with live, laugh, love.
Oh, bro. I'm being cyberbullied.
Also, without love has to be it's always the worst song in the musical because it's the hardest and no one can ever get the harmonies. You could be as talented as you want to be. Unless you are professional, the harmonies of that song are going to sound bad, and they always do. I've never heard a community theater be able to pull the song off ever. And I've been in the show 4 times and no one has ever been able to do it. Respectfully, can't.
It's so hard.
It's so hard.
I also think it worked so much better in the movie. Mm-hmm. Like, because in the show, like, they're breaking her out of jail, whereas in the movie, they're like sneaking her out of her house. Mm-hmm. And like, I don't know. It
right.
just, yeah. It fit. And the way it was shot, I feel like it worked better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just is not. It's too hard.
Yeah.
It's just too hard of a song. All right, next, Heather's.
Oh.
Our personal favorite.
Okay, now I want to do the Riverdale cast.
Right.
The three girls, the redhead, the blonde, and the brunette. Wait, I think they actually did that on the
show. They did, yeah.
All right, well.
Yeah, they did that.
Again, never seen Heather's. Never seen Riverdale.
Yeah, never seen Riverdale either.
But watched a ton of video essays about it.
And their TikToks. Like, yes. They are so funny on TikTok.
I feel like this one would be easy to cast.
Oh,
for
yeah.
some reason.
You bringing up Riverdale makes me want Cole Sprouse as JD.
Yup.
Yeah.
Yep. Send it. Done.
I know. And like, ew, but.
But yeah. Fitting ew.
Fitting ew because JD is gross. Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
See, and it's now looking at the show being like, yes, JD is bad. That's like the point. But as a teenager, you're like, JD.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The other one, I know we've already cast her and we've already talked lengths about her, but I could also see Brittany Broski slanging as Martha.
Oh yeah.
Kindergarten girlfriend. It's gay now.
Yep. Love that.
Kindergarten Change boyfriend. The script. I feel like would slay.
Yeah.
Slay. I do. Oh, slay. Yeah. But who's playing Veronica?
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Who's singing?
I want Olivia.
Paloma.
Oh.
Yes.
Cast Paloma. I think if we each get one self-cast and mine is Darbus, yours should be Veronica.
Agree. Agree.
I feel so honored, truly. Oh my gosh.
Agree.
Wow. Okay. Well, my ego is huge.
I am so honored to humbly accept this role.
Yeah. I know. And I will be accepting this role. Thank you so much. Yeah, yes. Yeah, now that you've said it, thank you.
Heather Chandler. Who is our queen bee?
Mm.
A solid Teflon.
Is this where Renee Rapp comes in?
Oh.
Please, next to me. Please, yes. Me and Renee.
You want to sing next to Renee?
I just want to be in a production with her. Could you imagine her?
You want to sing next to Renee?
No, because they'd be like, all right, and this scum, what are we doing here? At me. And Renee would be like, Heather. Oh, my God. She would eat it, though.
Yeah.
She would eat. Can I uncast myself and then give it to Renee and then I'll cast myself as one of the Heathers?
No, you're
Veronica.
She's Heather Chandler.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Wow. And she's already played and been a lead in Mean Girls. So she already knows the lead Mean Girl part.
Right.
The
right,
Mean
right,
Girl part she got.
Right.
That.
Heather Duke. That's Green Heather.
Can we also cast the girl Ashley Park?
No.
No.
No. Yes, but
first
no.
of all, let's
Yeah, like
let's
yes.
put some Brenda song.
Yeah, exactly.
Brenda Song.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was going to say, like, obviously, yes, but like.
Wendy Boo, Humpkin Moon
no.
Warrior.
Yes. I guess. Yeah, yes. Yeah.
Okay. I got it.
Yeah.
Now our Yellow Heather.
McNamara.
McNamara. The Heather who gets to sing Lifeboat.
Yes. Okay.
Can we guess Jaden?
Jaden.
I know. Yes. I know we're doing celebs, but like also Jaden.
She's a celebrity.
Little baby Jaden. Yeah. She's a celebrity.
I'm so sorry.
She's an influencer. She literally influenced me to buy shoes. An influencer.
She influences me to do anything.
Jaden.
She's perfect.
Perfect.
So can we? Yeah. Lifeboat? Yeah. Can you imagine Jaden singing?
It would
Lifeboat?
Make me sob.
She'd be so good.
Because
it
you know
be so
she would be like really Ooh, feeling it. And I would
love
be like,
that.
Jaden.
Kurt and Ram. And then we're good on Heathers.
Okay.
Kurt and Ram.
Kurt and Ram. Honestly, the Ryans.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not where I was going,
Done.
But I don't Done. Hate it.
Wait, so who's Kurt and who's Ram?
They're both
they
Ryan.
They take turns.
Yeah, Ryan is Kurt and Ryan is Ram.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They checked the cast list and it just said Ryan and they were like, all right
looks like we're taking turns.
Yeah. I was honestly going to say Michael B. Jordan as one of them.
Oh.
Because, you know, like.
Well, I feel disrespectful to say one of our mans will not be casted because we're putting Michael B. Jordan now.
Take them both out, bro. They both dumb along. And then what was the other one I was going to say? Shoot. What's his name? No. It's coming to me.
Oh, no.
He's a white superhero.
Chris Evans.
The guy from Smallville.
Tom Welling.
Tom Welling.
Oh. He was
Tom
a cutie.
Tom Welling. I don't know what he looks like now. He's probably older because obviously that's how time works. But
how about him from then?
Yes, him from Smallville.
Yes.
That's who I'm. Yes. Oh. Him and Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah.
Hot.
Love that.
All right. We'd love to see it. They should kiss.
I do like that.
Mm-hmm.
It would be nice.
It would be nice.
Yeah, he's a hottie.
All right, cast done, dusted. Are you ready for your next musical?
Yes.
Shrek the Musical.
Honestly, such a good,
great musical.
Musical, and that can be done fairly well with community theater casts.
Mm-hmm. And could also be absolutely terrible with community casts.
Yeah,
but very fun nonetheless. I feel like Donkey, and I hate to say it, but it should be me.
I knew you were going to say
this
that.
This is the one. This
Done
is
once, that's your one. Do it again.
Yeah, that's my one. I saw that production. She did a great job.
You Thank you. Killed that shit. That was written for you. Like, truly, you really stole the show with that
Thank
one, girl.
Yes.
So solid,
yeah.
Ryan's cast. You made it.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you. Thank yes. you.
Now, I feel like then you should get to pick who's your Shrek.
Oh.
May I pitch Chris Hemsworth?
You took the words.
Really?
I don't know.
Really?
I was going to be like, who's like hot? And also, and I'm like, who's hot and white? Chris Hemsworth. I love
Perfect.
Chris
Hemsworth. He just seems like a really funny Shrek.
Fan.
And Shrek's got to have that comedic timing, which he has proven
yeah.
in the Avengers movie.
Yes.
Thor?
Yeah. Yeah.
Lock it in.
Well, who's on the opposite of him?
Ooh, Fiona.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Fiona's fun because she's a female lead, right? She's
right.
like the love interest, but she's the comedic lead.
Right.
You know, it's not just like an ingenue.
Right.
Yeah. She's got that comedic timing. This show
she
is just
does.
Super comedy heavy.
I know. Yes. I know. Yeah. Well, it's versatile, I feel like.
Yeah.
Everybody is like, everybody's funny, but then everybody has moments of it absolutely not being funny.
Yes.
Yeah.
And everybody has to actually be able to sing.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. In this musical specifically, I feel like they preface more on like, the hardships of each of their struggles more than in the movie. I think mm-hmm. in the movie,
yes.
it's still like kind of funny that they're like sad. But like, you know, like in the musical, you know, they have like that song where they're all like struggling so hard and they're all singing at the same time, but also like not acknowledging that they're all struggling.
Yeah.
Life. Poetic. Shrek the Musical, poetic.
But nobody acknowledges they're struggling, poetic.
And that's just like really hard.
Dude, the way that I used to have that which makes us different makes us strong on like my binder.
No.
No.
I said, let your freak flag fly.
Yes.
But also a bop of a number.
Yes.
They wrote that show for the theater kids.
Yeah.
They were like, are you all
freak weird?
Really weirdos? And you feel weird? You probably are. And that's okay. Let's embrace it.
Let your freak flag fly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Damn. Let your freak flag wave. Hey, let your freak flag fly, never take it down. Period. Also, that's on Pride. Gay rights. Okay.
Yeah.
Lord Farquaad is, what's that man's name? And you guys are, as soon as I say it, you're going to know. He was an elf. He was in
Will Ferrell.
No.
He was an elf.
He was the elf and elf.
What's
well, the guy? No, but he's not an elf. That was the whole thing. He was like pissed. He was like, I'm not an elf.
He's also in Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
And he's going to be in the new Hunger Games movie.
Yes.
What's his name? Peter Dinklage.
There he is.
Dinklage.
Lord Farquaad.
And he would kill it.
He'd be so good.
Gosh.
And you know what? And I don't know, but I know he can sing. I don't know. Oh, but yeah. I know he can.
Mm-hmm. He's giving like classically trained.
Yeah.
Totally.
Like that man is like singing opera.
Yeah.
Like in my face. Lord Farquaad.
I like it.
When you said Peter Dinklage and I pictured him when he was in the trailer of the new Hunger Games movie. Oh my God. I'm so excited for that movie. So excited.
I feel like I need to go back.
A rewatch. It definitely a rewatch is involved before saying.
It's a prequel, so you don't really have to.
Oh, okay.
You can read the book. It's a really good book.
They're like, okay. She's like, you don't have to study. I said,
yeah. I said, Mary,
I'm showing up the day of the test.
Show up the day of the test. Yeah. Vibes.
Okay, you guys. Miss Fiona.
I don't know.
I know, but I want it to be good. Like, she has to be good. It's actually quite hard vocally, especially when she sings with the bird.
She's got to be able to tap with the rats.
I kind of love Amy Adams.
I do like Amy Adams.
All right.
Amy Adams. Next to Chris Hemsworth.
I love it.
Yes.
And then Gingy. I feel like maybe that's the last one we have.
Not the gingerbread buttons.
Okay. Well, y'all might hate to love it. Ariana Grande.
Oh.
That would
Gingy
be really
has
funny.
A great big range.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And she's small. She'd be bringing out the whistle tone.
Oh, yeah. She's little, and I feel like it would give like a small little like, you know, Ginger Man.
And
vibes.
She also is a theater kid.
She is.
Yeah. Like, she and started why, in 13.
Listen, and that's why when people are like, that's not when they're mad about Wicked. And I'm like, okay, fair. Yeah, okay. But like, it's not like she doesn't know what she needs to bring. That girl has been on Broadway.
Yes.
And I think people forget, and that's fine, because you know, she's Ariana Grande, not
what's
you
her
know.
Face from 13.
Yes.
Yeah, she is somebody, so people are stressed, but I am not worried.
Me neither.
Sometimes stunt casting, which I guess it isn't even stunt casting because stunt casting is usually for like Broadway shows, like bringing in a big name.
Right.
It's just a movie. It's usually they're going to have big stars.
Yeah.
It makes sense. She is a singer.
Makes so much sense.
Yes. Yes.
And a theatrical singer.
If it wasn't her, I wanted Dove Cameron. That is all I would say. But that is who needed to come.
And I'm so not mad.
I'm not mad. No.
I think that Ariana Grande is going to do the damn thing.
And as a theater person, I want us theater people listening, you guys got to know that she knows the weight.
Yeah.
And the importance and the special. Like, I can see the way she carries it. And it's like living and treasuring every single moment. And I love that for
and
her.
And I know that Hairspray Live, she really didn't do what she should have done.
Yeah.
And that's fair for us to be mad at her for that.
Yeah. What was that about?
I don't know. Confusion. I mean, I don't know.
Anyways.
I don't know. But so I feel like it's also fair for people to be like, yeah, but we did give her a thing and she did not do
that
what she needs to do.
That was live. This time we get to reshoot.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Maybe
she's like, get a different angle.
Maybe she needs a reshoot now. Maybe she's no longer a one-time
live girly.
Yeah, maybe
that's
all
her team.
You're Ariana Grande. You don't have to give it to me live.
Exactly.
Anymore,
exactly.
Yeah. Get your back tracks, get your shit. Yeah, yeah.
And she's going to be great as Gingy.
Ooh.
And she would be great.
Ariana Grande is going to be great as Gingy.
Yes.
And that is the cast of Shrek the Musical. Thank you so much for watching. Goodbye.
Actually, we have. Okay, I think we're going to have to shorten the amount that we have because we have like
oh my gosh.
10 left.
Write down below what other musicals you think we should cast and what other ones you – and also cast what you think we got wrong.
Yes.
Because I would love to see y'all's takes on what we said.
Do we do one more from that final list or do we call it? Because I see
– what do you see?
I see Camp Rock.
Oh,
okay.
Camp Rock.
Okay.
I'm like, can we rapid fire it?
Okay. Okay, yes. Rapid fire Camp Rock.
Like whoever first comes to mind, like – that's it. They're cast.
Okay.
Shane Gray.
It was me being like, Joe Jonas.
Yeah. Well, that's maybe the question. How can we ever undo this cast?
Can we get the youngest Jonas to be one of the Jonas?
Oh, Frankie.
Can we get Frankie in one of those
Shane
spots?
Gray.
I heard Frankie. Douchebag.
Really?
That's
I'm sorry. Don't care. We need a Jonas.
Like one of the TikTok e-boys. Who was the one that Charli D'Amelio was dating?
Oh, I don't know his name, but what's the
Lil
one?
Lil Huddy.
Brent?
Lil Huddy.
Is that the one dating what's her face's mom?
Could it be Young Gravy?
Addison Rae's mom.
Okay, now is the time that we can bring in Timothée Chalamet.
Oh.
Now.
Okay, so then I think the three Jonases are
Timothée Chalamet,
Lil Huddy, and Young Gravy.
Perfect.
Love it. Mitchie. Demi Lovato.
Oof.
Who is playing Mitchie Torres?
Who is she?
Well, Torres is giving Latina. We already cast. What's her name?
America Ferrera. No, I love that.
All right. Caitlin Geller, which is Allison Stoner's character.
She is really good.
I know. I'm dancing. Bro, no. Again, I didn't say this on the camera, but my sister and I watched that back last night. And my sister was like, geez, this is just really bad. And I was like, I know. And then I asked her, I was like, do you think this is what younger kids like want to see and this appeals to them? Or is this what adults think kids like sound like and what they want to do? And she was like, So she's 14, by the way, preface. So I was like really trying to get the tea. And she was like, honestly, I think this is just what like the kids want. Like this is palatable.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like,
it's easy.
Did you just say palatable?
She's like, I'm going to high school palatable. Now, bitch.
Yeah, I'm in high school.
She's like, I'm in high school. But also, she was very clear that, like, this is cringy to her now. But, like, back when I showed her, she was like, I love this. Yeah. And I was like, and I ate it up, too. And she was like, that's because, like, this is what, this didn't seem cringy or corny.
Yeah.
Because this is how we see the world.
I mean, us it's watching High School
it's
Musical.
Very simple how we see things.
And this and is how we want to grow up.
Yeah. It's not as simple as it is.
Rewatching Wendy Wu, Homecoming Warrior. Like, you know, like, yeah, it's like back in the day, yeah. I was like, this is genius.
Cinema.
Yeah. And then watching it back now, I'm like, oh, yikes, my, yikes, oh my yikes, God. Yikes. Lift
That's
right.
like a very mature introspection from a 15-year-old.
She is a genius.
Yeah, period.
So that's that.
Women in STEM.
Women in STEM.
Well, then I think we should cast Rosalind.
Agree.
Perhaps as Caitlin.
Oh my gosh.
Agree. Except vocally. It's giving Mitchie Torres.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, like, if she wants Mitchie, I got a girl. I figured it out. The okay. one Ooh. That was in Descendants, the brown-haired one. She's such a great vocalist. What's her name?
Is Sophia? It Sophia?
Yes, Ooh. Sophia.
Sophia Carson?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, Sophia Carson. I feel like she would be a perfect.
Also, the perfect other girl from Ant Farm, I feel like she could also. That's actually.
China Ann McClain?
Yes. I was thinking about her for. Fiona, but I couldn't think of her name.
Ooh.
Which one?
What's her name?
China Ann McClain.
Who is China?
She's also a descendant. She's not Ursula's kid, but she has the blue braids.
I know.
I think that is her. Ursula's okay. kid.
Is it Ursula's
I think
kid?
So.
Her.
Yes, yes,
yeah. her.
Yes, yes,
yes, yes.
That's what I was thinking mm-hmm. for Fiona.
China.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who could fully give? Fully give. I was like, what's her name? And I couldn't think of it, so I didn't say it. But that's who I was thinking of for Fiona.
Yes.
Anyways.
Okay, last one to cast.
Who?
Tess Tyler.
Tess.
So cool. It's this.
We need someone with a dislocated shoulder.
I'm kind of mad we already cast Ariana Grande.
Oh, she would have so much fun with that.
But it would be good.
It would be funny.
But it would be talent, and that's why we can't cast her.
Yeah.
It's got to be somebody who can't sing. Scarlett yeah. Johansson?
Oh.
Oh.
That would be the time. No. Yeah. She'd yeah. be the pretty little blonde Not girl this. That's Confucian.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. All right.
I like that.
Scarlett Johansson. That's our cast.
And that's it.
And wow. that is 20 whatever dream casts.
I love that. I want to be in a musical.
20 whatever chaotic cast.
Make sure to like and subscribe and give us 5 stars.
If you're still here.
Yeah.
Honestly, I love you.
If you watched or listened to this whole thing, you have to give us 5 stars. If not, that's so rude.
I feel like genuinely embarrassed asking people to give us 5 stars like after this. Like a 5-star performance.
But you've listened to the whole thing. You could have stopped.
And they deserve 5 stars. We don't deserve.
I know.
That exit button was right there and you didn't click it. Strong.
We love you so much. Thank you guys so much for watching.
We'll see you next week.
Bye. Bye.